Well, hello everyone. My name is Jason Pinnell. I am your host tonight for this this incredible call that your friends and your family has invited you on to. So I hope that you are having a great holiday season. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving. Can you believe that Christmas is already here? I can't. But nonetheless, that although that Christmas is here, time is still moving forward, and there's no better time than right now to be a part of the Advocare world and the Advocare family. Tonight, you're going to hear some incredible stories of people's lives that are being changed because of the decision they made to say yes to Advocare. Now, throughout the rest of the evening, you are going to hear some great stories, but at the same time, you're going to be able to go back to these stories, listen again. But on top of that, there are some links into some websites and some places that you can go that your friend that invited you tonight will get to you for more information. If you want to see how did they do what they do, how did they earn that income, how do I get started, and like they did, then get back with your friend, get back with them as soon as possible, and they will get you. They will direct you into the right place. So for tonight, just sit back, listen closely, imagine yourself in this story, because these stories are real, they're real people, and they have real lives, and they just and all of them have one thing in common. They made a decision. They had a decided heart that this was Advocare was going to be something for them that was going to drastically change and impact their lives. So I'm excited for you to get to meet them and hear their story. First up tonight is one of our newest, brand newest, if that's even a word, distributors. She is a passionate mom that is doing a great job at building this business and just has been in the business, I guess, now 30 days. And doing great. And I'm excited for you to hear her story. She comes all the way from Lindale, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my friend, Wendy Steck. Wendy, share with us your incredible journey of the past few weeks. Take it away.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited and honored to be on this call tonight to share with you all what Advocare's done for me. When Advocare first found me, I was a very busy and tired stay-at-home mom. And from day one, products made a huge difference. They gave me energy like I hadn't seen in years. And for a homeschooling mom that was running a farm at the same time, it was invaluable to me. At 60 days on the product, I had lost 12 pounds and went from a size 8 to a size 2. And I knew these products would become a staple in my household from that point forward. And this last November the 1st, actually, after I got news of looking possibly to having to go back to work, and it was not something that me and my children were very pleased with, I remembered things that I had seen and heard about Advocare. And the one thing is important to me, and I'd like to share is once we see and hear something, it can't be unheard or seen. And because of that, I made a phone call to my friend Jason. And with that phone call came hope. It came a promise of help and opportunity. I immediately got started sharing my story and connecting people with Jason and Angela. And in my first week, I was able to earn an additional $300. In my first pay period, actually, I was able to earn an incentive that Jason and Angela were running to be clean for a day in Tennessee. And so 30 days into this Advocare journey, I've now earned over $1,500. And in that $1,500 is included the rookie bonus that Advocare makes available to you when you're at the highest discount level that the company provides. And all that is exciting. And all that is great. But for me, as a stay-at-home mom that wants to stay that way, I saw this as an opportunity. And I know it's my vehicle to continue being the mom that I love to be and helping other people do the same thing. And, you know, with one in college, one about to go to college in the next 2 years, this is it, guys. This is the way that I see to provide for them not only what we need, as a family, but as we want and desire to experience as a family. And I look forward to what all is in store for us. And with that, Jason, I turn it back to you.
Awesome job. Well, thank you, Wendy. What a powerful story. 30 days into the business, $1,500. And just imagine right now, what would a $1,500 month do for you in December? What would that do for you? What would it do for your family? What would you, you know, many people are having to charge Christmas this year. And a $1,500 bonus, that would be very impactful for most people. So, Wendy, powerful story. We look forward to your continued success this year. We can't wait to see what happens in 2016. Our next guest has become a great friend to he and his wife have become great friends to Angela and I. We've watched them. We've got to vacation with them some, and we've watched them grow a great business, but a great business birthed out of purpose. So they have a huge purpose, a huge passion for AdvoCare, but an even greater passion for their family. So from right here in Franklin, Tennessee, I want to welcome tonight Andrew and Karen Givens. Andrew, take it away, buddy.
Thanks, Jason. Well, I'm very grateful for the opportunity and excited at the same time to share a little more about our story with you. And, you know, when AdvoCare found us in October of 2012, it found us as full-time working parents. We were parents of two little girls, 2.5 and 1.5 at the time, with plans to have, you know, expansion of that family. And the problem was we were trying to figure out how we were going to do that financially. But we also, it found us in a time of some heavy personal adversity when we had some devastating news that we would be losing two parents around that same time. And honestly, we, on top of all that, we needed more time and wanted desperately more time with our kids and time at home, to cherish. And so upon hearing of, the amazing opportunities that AdvoCare offered physically and financially, we got on board at the highest discount level possible. We knew that we needed to get healthier. That was a given. But we got on our first 24-day challenge and lost double-digit pounds and inches in 24 days. We were loving the way that our energy levels were, the way we were feeling, and felt healthier than we had in years. And so we looked at each other and felt like it would be selfish not to share that with others. And so we started doing that very thing, but we did it with an adopted purpose that we were going to be the biggest voice in our children's ears. And so we ran with it, didn't look back, started sharing those results intentionally with others, everybody that we knew. Suddenly we got a check in the mail for $47. We were really excited about that because it was $47 we did not have at that point. And then over the course of the first 6 weeks, we earned about $660, which that Christmas or that year gave our kids a Christmas. And so here we are 3.5 years later doing the same thing we did before, you know, becoming coachable and teachable and putting those steps in place. It's allowed us now to date to pay over $6,500 of debt off directly from AdvoCare. But it's also changed our mentality altogether, and it's allowed us to make other decisions that have allowed us to now be 100% debt-free. And we're helping others, achieve some financial goals as well as some health goals as well. So we're going to continue to keep that purpose to the forefront and help others reach their goals. So I'll turn it back over to Jason. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Andrew. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your heart. Appreciate you sharing those things. And again, like I said with Wendy, we know that the best is yet to come in this upcoming year. Momentum is all around. So thank you for you and Karen for your leadership with your team. What a great team that you're building. So what an awesome call. Imagine that, being able to pay off $6,500 directly in debt. But being not just that, but I love what Andrew said, that this business and being around the people of this business has changed their mindset. Change the way they think about things. And now, based on some of those decisions, they are 100% debt-free. And as our own Ron Reynolds said, debt freedom is the one freedom that makes all other freedoms possible. So Andrew and Karen are living, breathing examples of that. So we're excited for them. Our final story for the night is from a young couple here, right here again in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that have a passion. And their passion to build this business doesn't even have to go beyond their four walls. They have beautiful kids, but just an even more beautiful story of why they build this business. And so I don't want to steal her thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend April Smith. April and Brandon are right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So April, take it away.
Thanks, Jason. I'm so excited to be on the call tonight to share our heart with how Advocare has absolutely been such a game changer for our family. In February of 2014, we had heard about Advocare and Spark and the 24-day challenge from more and more people that we are around. And we were not ready to make changes, but as soon as we were, we decided to give it a second look. So we called our friends and we asked for more information. I was going to be 30 that August, and I really wanted to be fabulous, L-E-S-S, by the time I was 30. So I decided to get on that 24-day challenge. My husband decided to get on it with me. I was a very busy, on-the-go mom of three kiddos, one with significant special needs that really keeps me moving and grooving. And my husband was a business analyst by day, and he was working a part-time job 4 to 5 nights a week. So we needed some energy, and we needed to feel better, and we needed to be strong and healthy for our kiddos. So we hopped on that 24-day challenge. I dropped 18 pounds that first 24 days, and my husband dropped 15, and we were absolutely sold. We knew we had something that we could be proud of sharing with others, and we knew a whole lot of friends and family who needed those same things that those products were giving us. So we really got busy sharing. We saw Advocare not only as a means of taking exceptional care of ourselves, but also as an avenue of bringing my husband home from that second job that he was working in the evenings. So within 3 months of sharing and inviting people on the same journey that we were on, we were able to replace Brandon's income from that pizza delivery job. So he came home, and we continued to share our hearts. We continued our own journey and bringing other people along with us and helping them well. And so that has led to some incredible things for our family. We also won a trip in our first year in Advocare. We earned an all-expenses-paid family trip to Destin with several other champion families, and that was truly a turning point for us. Fast forward to now, a little less than 2 years in the business, and we brought in $2,493.54 in the last 30 days. So if you remember, our initial goal with Advocare was to replace that $600 extra a month my income was making. And just in the last 30 days, we have done that times four. And so it has exceeded our expectations. In the last year, we brought in $36,000 as a part-time flexible work from home family, and that has been such a blessing. It's not about the dollar amount, it's about what that dollar amount has allowed our family, the stress it has relieved, the choices it has given us, and the hope that it's restored for us as we plan for our future with our beautiful kids. And we plan to continue our journey and to invest in others. If people come to us wanting help on products, we give them 110%. If people want to run an Advocare business as well, then we give them 110% as we lock arms with them and invest in them as they reach their goals. So in 2016, we have plans to continue to hit the pedal to the metal and use Advocare as our debt snowball and the avenue to getting ourselves out of our rental home and into the home that's going to be for our family in the future, specifically a safe, accessible home for our special needs son. So we still have lots of work to do, lots of people that we know that need energy, health, and wellness, and even Plan B income. We're super excited about what's to come. So I'm going to hand it back to you, Jason. Thanks again.
Awesome, awesome job, April. Thank you for sharing tonight. And we love the story. Cannot wait to see it unfold this next year. I love that. Add more snow to the debt snowball, knocking it down, and the momentum just continues to go. So, you know what, everyone, you're here and listening to these stories tonight. I want to share with you one more story, and that's ours. We came to Advocare in the same format as many of the three people you heard tonight. Parents needing extra income, working multiple jobs. It's kind of a theme that you heard tonight on with these calls. And that's where we were. Give you a snapshot. It was 7 years ago. In November that we found Advocare. We were 31 years old, parents of two kids at the time, 3.5 and 2. I was working 3 jobs. Angela was working 2. We were never seeing each other. We were never seeing the kids. We were dropping them off at drop-in centers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I can tell you what, there was just something inside of me that was just, I was sick and tired of that, of doing that. I was tired of that feeling. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't really have a solution, but I just knew I was fed up years and years and years of struggling financially. Had finally reached a boiling point in me where I was tired and I was ready to make a change. But again, I didn't know what change needed to be made, and I didn't even know how. Well, I ran in the Dallas Half Marathon, and it was there that Advocare was introduced to me. My good friend Crystal, I sat in with a meeting and saw it. I sat in a meeting at a hotel with my wife, and she saw it. And we went home that night extremely excited about what Advocare offered us. We saw hope. We saw, but more than that, the basics. We saw an opportunity that we could do together, husband and wife, arm in arm, teamed up, building something for our future, building something for our kids. We saw a legitimate product. It wasn't something that you're going to just make all your problems go away. It was a legitimate product that got great results, had great visibility in the marketplace, and great brand recognition. We saw a very simple pay plan that was literally the more people you help, the more money you make. And we were already all about helping people, being a former pastor and a former teacher. Well, it just made sense. And as you heard with Wendy and with Andrew and with April, we also went to the very highest discount level offered by Advocare and went to work. We put the success system in place. There is a success system in Advocare. And we implemented that because the people above us said, if you'll do this, then this is going to take you further than you ever thought. That's exactly what we did. Now, our goal was $500 a month. $500 would have alleviated a ton of stress, especially with the holidays coming around in 2008. It was a stressful, stressful time. But because the products work, because the business works, and because we were willing to work, we ended up earning $5,900 that first month. That was three times more than what I made in a typical month. And at that point, our vision for what Advocare was began to change. Where we only could see 30, 60, 90 days, this company was beginning to see for us 30, 60, 90 months down the road. Well, through that first year, we went on to earn $148,000 in that first year. And it's gone on now to pay us well over $3.5 million in 7 years with Advocare. Now, I want to make sure you understand this, as April said as well. It's not about the dollar amount. The money is irrelevant. It's not about the money. As I've heard it said many times, it's not about the valuables. It's about the values. It's what Advocare has allowed us to be as a full-time mom and dad. Full-time mom and dad. We've got two more kids now. We've got a four-year-old and now an eight-and-a-half-week-old. And the greatest thing is I'm the first voice they hear when they wake up, and I'm the last voice they hear when they go to sleep. Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I were discussing the conversation we were going to be having to have with our oldest two that's coming up around this time of the year, this season. They're 10 and a half and nine, and the discussion of Santa Claus is coming up. And you know what? We were sitting there talking about, well, are they too old? Where are we at with this? And, you know, their friends are beginning to figure it out, and they're beginning to figure it out, and all of a sudden tears well up in my eyes because I realized that my babies that I started this business with are growing up. And I then begin to think about I've got to have more time with them. And even though I'm full time, even though I see them every day, I coach them in every sport, I sponsor every one of their teams, I take them out, we homeschool, I'm with them every single day. And even me being with them every single day feels like there's absolutely not enough time with my kids to have an impactful, to impact them in such a way that they're going to be able to go out and change their generation. And if I feel that, how much more so do people out there in your neck of the woods, in your home maybe, in your neighborhood, in your church, in your job, feel that same way? Do they even recognize that their family, that their kids are growing up right in front of them, and they're missing the most precious, special moments, all because they need more time? So as I said, it's not about the money with Advocare. It's about the time that it's given us. Our passion is to help people redeem time. The money is great, and the health is amazing, but the time is what's so valuable. And if you're wanting more time with your family, I encourage you, get with your friend that invited you to listen to this call tonight. Ask them of these stories. Ask the tough questions. It's okay to be skeptical, but do your homework. Figure it out. Get with those people. Watch it. You'll owe it to yourself to find out all there is about Advocare. And, oh, get this, Wednesday night, I'll be hosting an incredible webinar walking you through what Advocare is, showing you some incredible stories of product stories, but some incredible business stories as well. It's just going to be me and you and a few thousand of our friends walking through this AdvoCare journey. Between now and then, there's some great websites out there that you can watch, some great videos that are going to show you what you're going to see on Wednesday night. But you know what? On Wednesday night, let's load that webinar up and get people watching and seeing all that AdvoCare can be, because this holiday season could be the last holiday season that you have to struggle, that you have to suffer with the theory and with the mindset of being without. This could be the first holiday season of the rest of your life that things are different. So with that, thank you to Wendy and to Andrew and to April tonight for sharing their story. Thank you for jumping on. Hope you have a great, great night, and I look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday. Good night.